Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, though, welcome back. It's really good to have you along again, too. In this episode, we'll be talking about zero-based budgeting with marketing strategy and planning lead at PwC UK, David Nelson, and senior consultant and venture manager at Selby Anderson Group, Julian Roberts. Are you listening comfortably? Then we'll begin. Today, we conclude our A to Z of business marketing. We're looking to give a primer on the very latest thinking, practices, and practical examples on every big topic in B2B land. And at last, we've reached Z. Z stands for zero-based budgeting. And our first expert to talk on the topic today is marketing strategy and planning lead at PwC UK, David Nelson. David, welcome to the podcast, and over to you.
Thank you, Dave. Good to speak to you again. So I think we had a very lively debate at a recent event around how marketers are being asked to be more agile and how we find the balance between long-term planning and that marketing agility. And I think over the last couple of years in particular, with ways of working changing, buying behaviours, client needs and wants all being disrupted, it's put a far greater emphasis on insight-led strategy and planning and collaboration across sales and marketing, I think, more than ever before. And really, it's within that context that we've been looking to apply the principles of zero-based budgeting to help us overcome those challenges. So when I say we've been applying the principles of zero-based budgeting, I say that because in its purest form, people predominantly associate zero-based budgeting with cost reduction. And really that's not our aim here. We're looking to have greater accuracy in our planning and be able to make commercial decisions that maximize the return on investment throughout our planning cycle. And it's really the zero-based budgeting approach that we're applying, but we're doing that within an incremental budget. So it really is the principles that we're applying that are helping us to move things forward. But I think really what we're looking to achieve is a far more open dialogue throughout the year and around how we deploy our resources, whether that's the cash, but the time and effort of our teams, and have real clarity on how we qualify what goes into our plan against our strategic priorities ultimately, which gives us that long-term perspective, which is clearly really important. So bringing the bottom-up view of planning and activity with clear commercial justification of activity, but consistently having that longer-term view of what's really most important for our business and what ultimately will be successful for us. And I think really that sort of underpins what for me is a strong marketing strategy is all about in terms of setting out those overall principles and the plan of action that most profitably deploys our skills and resources to achieve our objectives. So I think some of the benefits that we're seeing around zero-based budgeting and the broader approach is far greater accuracy and transparency in terms of what's being planned and what activity is in the market, greater agility in terms of our ability to respond to market changes and really what our clients' needs are, and efficiencies in terms of how we deliver against that. And ultimately, I think, and really importantly, is this gives us a clearer view on how we deliver a really great client experience, particularly in terms of how we can be really relevant in terms of how we engage with our clients across the client journey and the role and responsibilities across our teams and what we're looking to achieve with different activity. So I would say there's some challenges that come with this approach, and I guess that's just to talk to some of those would be, I think, managing the change and cultural shift in terms of thinking about zero-based budgeting or the, how you apply the principles of that. We're very much at the start of this journey and looking to move forward as part of our broader strategy and planning approach. I think being clear that you have the right tools and skills required to enable that process, and actually just trying to apply it within the business as usual environment is not going to set you up for success. So I think really understand what's required to help all of the team to really get on board and to do this effectively. And a big benefit that we've seen is actually we've reduced a lot of the time in terms of managing budget and spend for all of our teams. And so that's been a real benefit of this for individuals in their day-to-day roles, as well as giving us the clearer view of everything that I've mentioned previously as well. So really, really beneficial for us in terms of how we move forward. And as I say, the start of the journey, but I think a really great opportunity and something I would encourage others to think about and not be afraid to think about how you could do things differently without assuming zero-based budgeting has to be a full-scale approach in its most theoretical form.
Our next expert is senior consultant and venture manager at Selby Anderson Group, Julian Roberts. Julian, welcome to the podcast, and over to you.
Thank you, Dave. So zero-based budgeting has become a pretty hot topic in the marketing and advertising industry over the course of the last couple of years. It has its benefits for clients, but it also has its downsides for agencies and for clients, depending on the type and size of business that they are actually operating. So very recently, I've had some interesting experience in my capacity helping out various agencies within the Selby Anderson Group with a particular client who wanted to adopt the zero-based budgeting methodology. Now, not surprisingly, the founders of this particular client and company actually came from an accountancy background. So they were also not experienced in marketing and advertising. And so when I actually started working with them and the agencies at Selby's, one of the first questions I asked, as most agencies do, was, how roughly what is the size of your budget? What is the aspiration you want to achieve? And they came back and said to me, well, look, no, we just want to know how much this is going to cost. And this was a complete soup to nuts, as I describe it, reinvention of their brand and the implementation of a complete marketing strategy. We undertook a bunch of workshops with the founders of the company, and they expressed the view in those workshops that they had an aspiration to get to what I would describe as enterprise level website deployments, start using high level enterprise third party intent data platforms, etc. So they had clearly had great ambition. So we went away, we prepared a complete plan for them, costed, and presented that back to them. And not surprisingly, sharp intakes of breath, surprise at how much this was going to cost. So in this instance, that process was useful as an educational process for the clients. They began to understand actually how much this type of work costs. And as we take them down this route of educating, now they're looking at actually how they can prioritize what they do. Now they understand the costs. Having said that, though, for us as an agency group, it would have been much more efficient and probably saved a lot of time for the client if they'd given us some sort of view in terms of what the budget was and they had in mind before we embarked on this massive project, which resulted in a presentation of some 200 slides. So having to go back to the drawing board to a significant extent on that is actually quite a big issue. So that's one particular instance, and I would say that, you know, you need to be quite careful where and how you use zero-based budgeting methodology, depending on the audience that you're talking to and talking with. However, for other businesses who are more experienced and expert in marketing, I think it can actually become a very, very useful tool for them to understand where perhaps they're seeing wastage in their marketing budget, to revisit the activities that they do perhaps on a business as usual regular basis and get those activities costed out more accurately and effectively and frequently, so that they can understand where some cost savings can be made, perhaps where they've just slipped into some level of complacency around the fact that they always spend this amount of money on these types of activities, and therefore they'll just put that in the budget next year. The other aspect is not just cost saving, it's also actually about, well, are they doing the best possible job? Do they actually need to spend a little bit more money to achieve better results from what they're doing, rather than just doing the same thing, same time in, time out, in terms of the budgeting and also what they're spending in particular areas of activity? So I think there are two distinct types of business: the more established, the more experienced, where zero-based budgeting can be a highly effective optimization tool for marketing activities. But then for the younger businesses who perhaps don't necessarily have as much experience in marketing, it does help if they have some sort of view and vision in terms of what their budget is. That doesn't mean that you can't adopt a zero-based budgeting methodology once you understand what the cap is, if you like, in terms of the opportunity for spend, but it can be a wasteful experience both for the client in terms of time and also for the agency if we're not given an indication of the broad spectrum of budget that's available. So in conclusion, I think it's imperative that if you're going to look at any form of budgeting, you need to actually make sure that you have the multiple stakeholders involved in this process, whether it be cap budgeting, whether it be zero-based budgeting. You actually need to involve the finance department, so you have a picture of actually what is available. You need to involve the very, very senior management in the business, so you can understand their priorities for the business, and you can actually plan the budget against those priorities. And ultimately, the marketeers need to be sympathetic to the views of those other stakeholders. It's all too easy for any business to become siloed in terms of these functions. And I see it all the time, that sales works against marketing and marketing works against sales and finance is working against sales and marketing. And you end up with a tremendous amount of conflict. So in conclusion, whatever methodology of budgeting you adopt, one thing I would advocate is that you involve the key stakeholders in the business to understand what their priorities are, what the limitations are, and ultimately you can then support from a marketing perspective to achieve those objectives and those targets.
That's great advice. Julian Roberts, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guests, David Nelson and Julian Roberts. And thanks to our technical man from Through the Eye of Andrew Gratian. Thanks most of all, though, to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk. I hope to see you again. Thanks for listening.